Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to day two of Infocom 13. I'm Joel Rollins, and with me once again is Jennifer Willard from Wave. Jennifer, how's your morning?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. God, I love to hear the Massachusetts accent in the morning. So anyway, last night was your reception, correct?
It was.
We had How'd it go? AV.
Yes, it was fantastic. I mean, we were literally like spilling out of the room, which can only be a wonderful thing. But we had so many people that joined us, almost, I would say, at least 100 people.
So, wow. Where was it held?
It was over at the Peabody. The hotel, so in their sort of convention center area, one of their meeting rooms, and it was just amazing. It was so wonderful to see so many people, both men and women, who were just there to support and encourage and promote the women in AV.
Well, it's great that it was such a success. What happened?
What happened? A lot of fun and interaction and just like getting networking. That was really one of the things that was just awesome to see. It was so many women being able to meet other women. One of the things is that when you're in a male dominated industry, there's also that.
Would you think of this as a male dominated industry?
Oh, just a little. But when you are, geographically speaking, you're kind of spread out. So in that sense, you don't have, I might be one woman in San Francisco, and then there's another woman, minus the Massachusetts accent, and there's another woman in Dallas, or there's another woman, so the challenge is that there's only a few of us all over the place. So when we get to a situation such as we find ourselves at Infocom, you really establish and make friends that you could take back with you when you're that only person in Dallas or San Francisco, so... It was really cool.
Absolutely. After 20 years, I don't come here for technology. I come here to see friends.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we pass each other in the hallways in convention centers all over the world. I've run into a good friend from Washington, D.C. in the lobby of a hotel in Bangkok. And that's what this industry is like. And we all kind of wave as we go by. What are you doing? Oh, I'm doing a show for Compact. It's just a that kind of a thing. So it's funny that we only get together once, twice a year. So that kind of reception is great.
Yeah.
You didn't have any entertainment?
I was thinking about that. Maybe next year we'll have it before the Drunk Uncles. So, of course we'll be going to the Drunk Uncles and at NACA tonight with the BB Kings. But, we gave out our mentor award to Kirsten Nelson. So that was it was really fantastic to be able to celebrate her and, recognize a woman.
Well, tell us about Kirsten.
Oh, Kirsten is, she's the editor for SCN magazine, and she's just phenomenal. She's been in this industry over 15 years, and so it's really cool to see a woman who not only just writes about technology, she is so up and on the technology, but every opportunity that she gets, she promotes women. Because she's so conscious and aware. So anytime something comes across about a woman, she's up there and she's, she's recognizing it and she's promoting it. And she's helping women, getting them in contact. So just within her role and what she does as a woman helps women advance in our industry and raise a level of what people can expect from us. So it was really fantastic.
And what's going on today?
Today we have our luncheon. So from 12 to 1:30, we'll be back over at the Peabody and there's 60 of us. So, I just can't believe how wonderful it is that our events have all sold out. But today is Think, Act, and Talk Like a Leader. One of the major themes that we want the women in AV in our industry to take away from this is to think about how can I take on more leadership roles? How can I help other women take on more leadership roles? 14% in the C class. That's across the board. Our industry is really great in that we sort of supersede that in terms of the women. We have really prestigious women and high level, but we don't have the numbers.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things about that, we've always said, the whole think, act, and talk like a leader thing. I actually had one of my employees when I was in Canada ask me once, how I would love to be in management. I said, easy, start leading. That's it. you know, in our industry, we're a very informal industry in most places. And the answer is, if you just start leading, people follow, and the next thing you know, they give you a title to go with it.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the places...
And then you host.
Well, that's kind of it. You know, I mean, most of the places where that I wound up managing, I actually started out and it wasn't until later on that they formalized a title for me. It's just I have a tendency to jump in. And I think that's what this industry really takes. So who's speaking?
So today we have Corey Schaefer, co-founder of Listen Technology.
Right.
We have Darcy Harrell, who is the CEO and president of Total Marketing, which is manufacturer's representative. And we have Elena Novikova, who is the CEO of Polymedia out of Russia.
Right. I've actually met her. I think I've met all three. So that's great. That ought to be a really interesting panel, really diverse panel, too.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. So you're sold out for it. How many people?
Over 60.
Great.
Yeah. So and if you're a woman, as you know, Joel, and you are one of our biggest supporters, we love and encourage the men. And I think that's one of the reasons why our group has been as successful as it is. Because if you look at other women's groups are like, all of like women only, they tend to ostracize themselves and they can't, you know, and we know that the men are like so supportive. That being said, if you haven't signed up as a man, which we have a couple of guys, you can no longer come and get free lunch. If you are a woman and you have not signed up, we are sold out, but we want to make sure that you do come. So if you're a woman and you haven't signed up already, please come 12 to 1:30 over at the Peabody in the Plaza International Convention level K. You'll see us, we'll have our signage and everything like that. And of course, we want to take the time to thank our sponsors, Listen Technologies and Kramer, for making sure that we have this opportunity to come together. It's really fantastic.
Well, that's great of them to sponsor that. Now, what's your afternoon like after the luncheon?
I'm coming back. Yeah, I've got a lot of work to do for Rave. I got a blog, I got a tweet, Women in AV. I've got to get all that stuff sorted together. I mean, as you know, it's like the show flies by. Like, where does the time go?
Oh, I have no idea. As a matter of fact, I had planned on being on the show floor all day today, but that just isn't working
Hasn't happened so far. It's not working out really well.
No, so I'm doing these like 10-minute laps around the show floor talking to people and then winding up back here.
So what have you seen so far?
A lot of stuff, actually. This afternoon, I'm planning on getting some time in the new staging area, which I think is great. I mean, I was walking by it today over the overpass going over to the parking lot, and I'm looking down, and I have never seen so many staging manufacturers exhibit at Infocom. I mean, there have always been other shows that were better. I mean, we've never had the manufacturers of truss or motors or any of that kind of stuff here, and they're here. So that's been very encouraging to me. And talking to a lot of the people out of the staging industry, talking to Evan Williams yesterday, it's a hot market, and I think we're pulling them back to the Infocom show, which has been great. So I'm planning on spending some time over there today, and then back here doing a couple of podcasts.
Well, and so, you know, I mean, it's so interesting that you mentioned that, because to me, it's such an unknown part of our industry, the rental and staging, but it's such, I mean, do you know by any chance, like, what percentage of our industry or how much money per annually? I mean, people don't stop and think, like the concerts, this, that, and everything.
It's a fluctuating market. You know, during an economic downturn, public events tend to go down quite a bit. There have been some shakeout over the last few years in the staging industry, but the big players are coming back real strong. And, you know, we're seeing a real up market. We're even seeing a market where the staging companies are buying a lot of equipment. So that's usually a good sign. That's prepping for shows and tours. So that's been great. In terms of what percentage of it, it's rough to say overall. I mean, percentage of Infocom members is actually kind of low, because Infocom has never been the dominant association for staging companies.
So you're going out?
I'm going to go out and look at the staging pavilion.
All right.
And very shortly here, I'm going to be talking to Jim Smith from Polycom.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you for having me, Joel, as always.
Thanks for sitting down.
All right.
Have a great luncheon today.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, everybody, and thanks for being with us.